Hello, this is Jerry Hendricks.
And Adrian Hendricks from Save One More Now Incorporated, where our focus is to lovingly confront all activities that dishonor human life created in the image of God. There is no greater dishonor to God and human life than to reject His eternal salvation only available through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you for joining us.
Today, Father, we pray your word for the world, for all lands and people under the sound of our voices. Our Father, you say at 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
Let us pray. Our blessed Father, we thank you and praise you for your kindness to us, the children of men. We come to you this day acknowledging our faithlessness towards you and unbelief in the revealed truth of your Son, Jesus. We can look around us and see that we and our world are in dire conditions, and that is because we followed others into rebellion against you, either knowingly or by deceit. The shame of our condition crushes us all out of reason, and we look to you as we should have done all along. We are desperate, desolate, and forlorn. O Lord, our great and wonderful God, our Father who delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins, we have sinned and have quite forgotten that we were purged from our old sins. We have allowed ourselves to lapse into unbelief and the laziness that kept us from the safety of your word. Indeed, we have had such disrespect toward that word for which so many have suffered to bring us in our own languages and tongues, so we would know the name that is above all names. And that disrespect carried over toward the living word who ever lives to make intercession for each of us. Forgive us, Lord God. We have listened to the false teachers among us, and we did not do our duty to prove them against the sure standard you had provided for us. They brought in damnable heresies that would bring upon themselves and those of us who listened swift destruction, even denying the Lord Jesus who bought us all. We foolishly chose to believe them because their words appealed to our fleshly idolatrous desires. When we saw them commit divisions, adulteries, thefts, murders, and other abominable deeds which should not be done, our covetousness allowed them to make merchandise of us with feigned words. We forgot that you did not spare the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. We let people tell us that the great flood was not real and forgot that you did not spare the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, and drowned all that were in the world of the ungodly. We didn't want to hear how you turned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes and condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example to those who thought it desirable to live ungodly afterward. We disregarded the fact that you delivered Lot, vexed with the filthy actions of the wicked. We let people frighten us with lies that carried us off into foolish decisions and actions, but chose not to keep in remembrance that you know full well how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust for the day of judgment to be punished. We did not get away from those who taught us to walk after the flesh and the lust of uncleanness and to despise authority. Our consciences had been so deadened that we did not realize we were being taught to be presumptuous, self-willed, and unafraid to speak evil of dignities, which even you and the angels do not do. We realized that if we do not repent, and that quickly, we shall receive the wages and rewards of unrighteousness. If we do not stop now and turn back to you with our whole hearts, we will not be able to answer for why we were not able to spend eternity with you, for you gave us every opportunity to do so. Since we must forgive to be forgiven, as hard as it may be, we choose now to bypass our emotions and, as an act of our will, to forgive all who have sinned against us in any manner whatsoever at any time, and we bless them and release them all to you. Now please forgive us, good Heavenly Father. Help us to always be mindful of the darkness from which we have been delivered, and so to ever be on guard against every trap and snare. Bless us once again with the joy of our salvation, which you have lavished upon us through our Holy Redeemer, Jesus. It is in His name we ask this and thank you. Amen. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Psalm 31. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me and your righteousness. Bow down your ear to me. Deliver me quickly. Be my strong rock, a fortress to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress, and for your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, the God of truth. I have hated those who take heed to lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in your mercy, for you have looked on my affliction. You have known my soul in troubles, for I have heard the slander of many. Fear is on every side because of their plottings together against me. They plan to take away my life. But I trusted in you, O Lord. I said, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me. Make your face shine on your servant. Save me in your mercy.
Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called on you. Let the wicked be ashamed. Let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, the lips which speak proudly against the righteous with pride and scorn. How great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you. You have worked for those who trust in you before the sons of men. You shall hide them in the secrecy of your presence from the pride of man. You shall hide them in a shelter away from the strife of tongues. Blessed is the Lord, for he has worked his mercy wondrously in a besieged city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before your eyes. Surely you heard the voice of my cries when I cried to you. O love the Lord, all you saints of his. The Lord preserves the faithful and plentifully rewards the proud doer. Be strong, and he will make your heart stronger, all you who hope in the Lord.
Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise always shall be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were filled with light, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord camps round about those who fear him and delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. O fear the Lord, his holy ones, for there is nothing lacking to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come, listen to me, my sons, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord.
Who is the man that desires life and loves days, that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keeps all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be held guilty. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of them who trust in him shall be guilty.
Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall rest under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he will deliver you from the fowler's trap and from the destroying plague. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shall you trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not fear the terror by night, nor because of the arrow that flies by day, nor for the plague that walks in darkness, of the destruction laying waste at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand. It shall not come near you. Only with your eyes you shall look and see the reward of the wicked.
Because the Lord is your refuge, even the Most High your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread on the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from ruin, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good. Your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and judgment for all who are pressed down. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the sons of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and rich in mercy. He will not always chasten, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities.
For as the heavens are high above the earth, so is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our form. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness is to sons of sons, to those who keep his covenant, and to those who remember to do his commandments. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, O angels of his, who excel in strength, who do his command, listening to the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all his hosts, ministers of his, who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his rule. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Psalm 111. Praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with all my heart, in the counsel of the upright and of the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out by all those who have pleasure in them. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness is standing forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of pity. He has given food to those who fear him. He will always be mindful of his covenant. He has shown his people the power of his works to give to them the inheritance of the nations. The works of his hands are truth and judgment. All his commands are true, standing fast forever and ever. They are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All practicing them have good understanding. His praise stands forever.
Psalm 112. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness stands forever. To the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of pity and righteousness. A good man shows favor and lends. He will guide his business with fairness. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be remembered forever. He shall not be afraid of bad news. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is sure. He shall not be afraid, though he sees his oppressors. He has scattered abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn shall be lifted up with honor. The wicked shall see and be vexed. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish.
Psalm 113. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed is the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God who dwells on high, who humbles himself to behold the things in the heavens and in the earth? He raises up the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the dunghill in order to make him sit with nobles, with the nobles of his people. He causes the barren to dwell in the house as a joyful mother of sons. Praise the Lord.
Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 through 18. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the world's rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Therefore, take to yourselves the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Therefore, stand, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, with which you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching to this very thing with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. O Holy Father, we thank you and praise you for your kindness to us, the children you have begotten through your Son Jesus. It is in his name we come to you this day on behalf of those listening now, who have listened in the past and who will hear this message in the future. Dear Father, they have needs for themselves and for others which they have shared with us. Some needs have been urgent, some still important without a timeline, but they were important enough to ask us to submit them to you. We ask you, Lord, to meet every need, no matter how small, no matter how impossible. You are the God of all things, including space, time, plan, and happenstance. You can do all things, and nothing is too hard for you. Please answer these requests in the way that will best meet the needs and glorify your name. We bless you for your great compassion for these who know you and for those who don't but need to know you. They need to know that you are real and that your love for them far surpasses anything they can understand. Thank you for hearing us and answering according to your word and in your good pleasure. We ask these things in the name of your risen Son, Jesus. Amen. We at Say One More Now Incorporated encourage all listeners to seek the Lord for his calling on your life. If you faithfully spend time with him throughout the day, you will come to know without a doubt that he really loves you and he has a purpose for your being here. We can be reached by email at truelife@sayonemorenow.org or our telephone number in the United States, 850-727-0493. We look forward to joining you next week and ask you to remember, life is good. God gives life. God is good.